and we do a lot of leadership, a lot of awareness programs, different team building initiatives. They did a shelter building the last day, and they slept in their shelters. So it was, they got a lot of education with it.
How does that, when you're on the river, and do they learn about how, you know, much it takes to each day of being on the river?
Yes, very much, because they are, while we're the instructors and we're there as a safety net, they are the student leaders, and so they're leading us daily, and it changes daily who's leading a course. So students will make all the decisions from waking up to what time we're leaving camp, what time we're stopping for lunch breaks, what time team building stuff is happening. They coordinate the dinners. And so they just have a lot of responsibility. It's really fun to watch them work and learn so much from getting that direct experience of being the leader of the day.
As a, someone who has been in your position, you know, of doing this, this will be, or next year will be your 10th year as a field adventure coordinator. What are some of the challenges of the job?
I would say the main challenges of the job are just getting the programs ready and working, you know, working with a nonprofit, of course, we always have finance issues, so trying to make sure that the budget works, making sure we can make it affordable. We have a really awesome scholarship program, and we're really grateful for the, to the funders of that. But those are probably the main challenges, the financial, and then just the prep work that it takes to run a course with 10 teams is, you know, it's actually quite a lot of work to make sure it's, they've got enough activities that they're learning a lot. Make sure all the food is coordinated, all the gear, the safety stuff. I would say those are the main challenges.
Well, congratulations on being able to keep this program going for this extended amount of time, Tia.
Thanks. I appreciate that. It's been a challenge, but it's been really fun to see all the students grow, and especially the local kids watching them. All the really cool things that they're doing, and feeling like I've got a little hand in some of it, and then also hearing back from a lot of my past students in all the years that we've had the program running. And I actually have a student back this year running the youth camps that I started, and he was one of my students in 2010. So that's just a really fun kind of come full circle.
The summer is young, and you know, some of those skills that those kids learn, they might be on a family adventure, and they might be able to offer a lot of those skills to even their family adventure trips.
Yes, I hope so. I hope that they can do that as well as get out there with all of their friends and do these courses on their own eventually.
I'm sure they're learning a lot of problem-solving skills too.
Right, yeah, that's the end-all goal, is to see these guys get out there on their own and adventuring, whether it's backpacking or rafting. Whatever their interest is, they out getting younger people out there as well, getting their friends out there, and then also having them have these resumes to go off into the world with of all this leadership stuff that we're able to help them learn.
Did you guys find any hazards on the river, or was it all pretty straightforward?
It was pretty straightforward. There's, of course, regular hazards of being outdoors, but I think we tend to protect our youth too much these days and put them in a bubble where they're not getting the education that they need to of the outdoor world. And so, you know, just the typical hazards of river running, and there's rock gardens and stuff like that, but it's things that as a experienced raft guide, I feel like all of our instructors are very capable of dealing with and eliminating the big risks, and being out there teaching them how to minimize the other risks is probably one of the strongest elements of the program.
Well, well done to you and Joe, and thank you so much for taking your valuable time speaking with us at KTNA today.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.